In Parashat Ki Tisa, we read about the Jewish people at a very dark point in their history as they came together to worship the golden calf. As a prelude to the worshiping of the golden calf, we read a story where Bnei Yisrael went and asked Aharon and Hur, who were the leaders in charge when Moshe Rabbeinu was up receiving the Torah, he delegated them as his representatives to deal with the people. So the people came to Aharon and Hur, and they asked them if indeed they can construct the golden calf. Hur very adamantly said, under no circumstances. And we read how Bnei Yisrael did not accept that answer, and Hud was murdered. Hud was killed. Aharon, on the other hand, somehow rationalized it. It wasn't really a rationalization. He was trying to delay them, and then it just spiraled out of control, and it became what it became. Of course, it was not the intent of Aharon to construct an Egel. He thought that they would be delayed, and by the time they get everything ready, Moshe would be back, so it would be immaterial anyway. Our Hakamim tell us that Hur, for his steadfast commitment to the law and his unyielding compromise, even at risk of his life, was blessed. He was blessed with a grandson called Betzalel. Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur. What was Betzalel's fame in his career? He was the one that fashioned the Mishkan. Our Torah tells us about Betzalel in this week's parasha. Re'eh karati b'shem Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur lemate Yehuda va'amale oto ruach Elohim. I have filled him with godly spirit. Be'chokhmah u'betmunah u'bda'at u'bchol melacha. With wisdom and insight, knowledge, and with every craft, lachshov b'chashavot, la'asot b'zahav u'b'kesu b'nechoshet, to weave designs, to work with gold, silver and copper, etc., etc. The Torah goes out of its way to tell us how smart, and how talented, and how gifted Betzalel was, to the extent the Gemara tells us that Betzalel, if needed be, would be able to use the letters of the Hebrew alphabet and create the world. That's how gifted Betzalel was in his spiritual level and his intellect. Maybe the reason why God rewarded Hur with such a great, wise grandson was based on the rule of Midah Kenegan Midah, measure for measure. Hur's greatness was he made no calculations. When it came to the law, he followed it unyielding. He followed it according to the strictness of the law, and he did not waver or compromise. He did not say, well, let's delay them, let's see, bring me the gold, we'll negotiate. When it came to something that, God forbid, could lead to idolatry, Hur said impossible. Even at risk of his life, he made no calculations to compromise the law. That was the greatness of Hur. Hur was a smart man. He probably could have thought of some type of loophole in order to save his life. But in order to follow the law, he, so to speak, shut off any of his mental ability and did what he had to do. He did not rationalize. So measure for measure, God said, the one that did not make any calculations in order to keep the law, he will be rewarded with a grandson that will have the mind that will be able to make the most lofty and the most complex calculations by constructing the Mishkan. Hence we see over here a Midah Keneged Midah. The one that did not use his brain to calculate in order to find a way out of, in order to justify the Egel and died for it, was rewarded with a grandson that had the greatest brain that used it in order to serve God. So we see a measure for measure. One does not calculate to serve God, and one calculates to serve God. Lesson being that our service to Borei Olam must be pure, without ulterior motives, and not to get swayed by the Yetzer Hara to try to make us justify our actions. We must be straight, like Hur, even if the consequences are a little difficult, and then Be'ezat Hashem, we too will be rewarded with children and grandchildren that will also have this uncanny ability to make calculations for the sake of God.